DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jared Reed in Bonn. Much of the east coast of the United States is bracing itself for Hurricane Sandy, with authorities there ordering evacuations along the coast, along with airlines cancelling thousands of flights on Sunday. The storm has claimed at least 57 lives in the Caribbean. Hurricane Sandy is heading north from the Caribbean, and it's on track to meet up with a winter storm and a cold front. And with high tides from a full moon, experts say this rare hybrid storm will cause havoc. The mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg, issued a mandatory evacuation order for 375,000 people in the city, which was to open shelters in schools and other buildings.
This is a serious and dangerous storm. For those in Zone A, evacuation is mandatory. In or out of Zone A during the storm. However, the safest place to be is indoors.
Subway, buses and commuter trains in New York City will be closed down from Sunday night. The finance minister of Germany, Wolfgang Schäuble, has ruled out allowing public creditors to write off Greek debt as a way to help the country overcome its financial troubles. He told the public radio station Deutschlandfunk on Sunday that a new so-called debt haircut was completely out of the question. However, Schäuble did raise the possibility of a debt buyback program, which would allow Greece to get loans to pay off creditors. The ruling party of Ukraine looks set to win the most votes in legislative elections on Sunday, but it's facing a strong challenge from the opposition party of ex-Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko. Tymoshenko, who was banned from running for election, has spent more than a year in jail for abuse of power while in office. Her jailing sparked concerns in the West of foul play. The elections are being seen as an indication of which direction the former Soviet Republic intends to take, with voters choosing between pro-Western opposition parties or the Russian-leaning ruling party. More than 22,000 people have been displaced by ethnic unrest in Myanmar, according to the United Nations. The violence between Muslims and Buddhists in Rakhine State has so far killed at least 67 people, but rights groups say that number is likely to be far higher than the official death toll. Resentment between Buddhists and Muslims in Rakhine State has turned into violence that has seen neighbourhoods razed and caused thousands of people to flee for safety. Myanmar estimates that at least 3,000 homes have been destroyed statewide. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. At least 8 people have been killed and more than 140 injured in northern Nigeria after a suicide bomber drove a car into a Catholic church on Sunday. The attack in the city of Kaduna came days after security forces warned of possible attacks against churches during the Muslim Eid al-Adha festival. Following the attack, hundreds of Nigerians fled to parks in fear of possible reprisal attacks. The country's president, Goodluck Jonathan, has condemned the attack. British police arrested the 1970s glam rock star Gary Glitter on Sunday as part of their investigations into the widening sex abuse scandal centred around the late BBC presenter Jimmy Savile. 68-year-old Glitter, whose real name is Paul Gadd, was questioned then released on bail until the middle of December. He was the first person arrested in this investigation, which was set up after claims that Jimmy Savile molested underage girls were aired in a television documentary earlier in the month. Australia's government has announced a plan aimed at deepening its already strong ties with countries in Asia. The plan, which is known as Australia in the Asian Century, includes 25 policy targets with the goal to profit from the rise in Asia's booming economies through increasing trade. The country's Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, says the scale and pace of Asia's rise is staggering.
Whatever else this century brings, it will bring Asia's return to global leadership, Asia's rise. This is not only unstoppable, it is gathering pace. The weight of the world's economy is genuinely moving in our direction.
And to the Bundesliga now, Stuttgart won their first game from 4 starts with a sterling performance in a rough-and-tumble 2-1 victory at home to Frankfurt. The result means Stuttgart leapfrogs 4 places to 8th place, while Frankfurt relinquished their claim to be Bayern Munich's closest challenger after they lost to Bayer Leverkusen 2-1 on Sunday. For more news and information, please visit our website at dw.de. This is Jared Reed for Deutsche Welle News.